Amen. Happy Friday. Take a seat. Last Friday in February. I can't wait. Get me to March. It can't come any sooner. I don't want to wear socks anymore. I want to have sockless. Hey, two quick announcements. First of all, show the slide if we could, PC. We have five openings for immersion trips. That's all that's left. If you're interested, one to Denver, Kentucky, Holland, check them out. Contact Nancy Smith. Sign up. Second announcement, this Sunday at the gathering, we're going to do something a little different. It's going to be a night of testimony and prayer. If you've never been to a gathering, 8 o'clock here at Dimnit Chapel, hope you come back. Senior witnesses, we have six of them this semester, and this is going to be the halfway point with Brandon Bowser. Anybody know Brandon Bowser here? Brandon Bowser is from Midland, Michigan, chemistry major, and Brandon's going to share today, and before he does, let's pray. Loving God, we just heard it. Light a fire in us, that we may be a light to you and to others and to the nations. Thank you for our good brother, Brandon. Now speak to us through him. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Brandon Bowser?
Well, Hope College, we did it. We finally made it to this day. I have been longing for this day for a long time because today Netflix releases one season of Fuller House. So praise be to God for that. And as much as I would love to talk to you about my passion for Full House, I do want to get into what I believe the Lord has given me to share with you all this morning. Coming into Hope, I was already adopted as a son of God through Jesus. God had already accomplished that in my life, and coming here was a chance for me to explore more what it meant. So this morning, I just want to bear witness to how Jesus has revealed himself to me during my time of being rooted here in the soil of Hope. Jesus has no doubt done much in my life over the past 4 years, but in my time of praying and preparing for this, I feel that he's led me to share three C's that have been instrumental in my Christian formation here at Hope: calling, community, and coming to Jesus. Calling is not really something I had in mind when I first came to Hope. All I knew was that I wanted to grow in my relationship with Jesus, meet some new friends, and find out if this whole chemistry thing that I liked in high school was what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life. And I can't pinpoint exactly when it became more of a pressing issue to me, but regardless of the timing, I remember asking myself those questions that always seemed to creep up throughout college, like, why am I here? What plan does God have for my life? And through my friends, professors, my beautiful fiance, my family, and opportunities like the Emmaus program and Clasis, God has taught and is teaching me several things about this aspect of calling, and I just want to share three of them with you briefly. So, number one, Jesus first. Our primary calling, as I've learned, is never first to a job or career or cause, but always to a person. The person of Jesus Christ, because Jesus created me, he knows me, and he loves me, and he knows me better than I know myself. And so when he is my first calling, all other aspects of life and calling find their rightful place. Number two, God is teaching me how my chemistry can connect with my vocation. For the first couple years, I really did struggle with how to connect chemistry and faith, fearing that if I couldn't relate the two, then maybe I should just drop chemistry altogether. Thankfully, though, God has continually brought people into my life to speak into this struggle. Some really great chemistry professors, other students in the science-related fields, and others who have offered wisdom and encouragement. One professor challenged me to see chemistry through the lens of Colossians 1:17. He, Jesus, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. This has been transformative for me as someone who studies and tries to learn about the physical reality between how atoms and molecules are held together. Another professor exhorted me to pray about Colossians 3:23, where Paul says that whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. And I've never even had a one-on-one conversation with Dr. Ortiz, but I once heard him say at a lecture, "Turn your desk into an altar." And that statement has helped me turn my schoolwork and my homework into a place where I can go and meet with God. A lot of times when people find out that I'm a chemistry major and religion minor, they say, "Wow, that's an interesting mix. How do those fit together?" For me personally, my chemistry gives me a knowledge and a skill set to do something valuable and to do it well, while my faith, which is enriched through my religious studies, reminds me who gave me those gifts and that I'm to leverage them for his kingdom work. Not to mention, I just love being able to walk from Lubbers, where I learn about the mystery of the incarnation, over to Scop, where I can learn about the mystery of resonance structures in organic chemistry. Number three, when I seek after God, he continually calls me out to the margins of society, for that's where he is. Throughout my time in the Emmaus Scholars Program, God has opened my eyes to the reality that this Jesus I follow, he identifies with the least of these. He spent practically his entire life in ministry among the outcast. Even his death, as Hebrews tells us, was outside the city gate, meaning that God's chosen place for the salvation of humanity was not in the central place of privilege and power at the temple at the time, but it was outside among the lowly. So as I continue to learn these things and learn more about who God is as a God of justice and as a God of the widow, the orphan, the poor, and the stranger, he continually stirs my heart to care more deeply about them and their flourishing. To be honest, though, this is pretty new territory for me, and it can be pretty scary at times, and I'm not always sure how my gifts can relate or how I can be effective as just a college student, but I'm trusting that God will continue to lead and equip me, and I do trust him that he hears us when we dare to pray, "Thy kingdom come." So as I seek to follow Jesus with my whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, I continually hear him asking me the same question he asked his disciples in Caesarea Philippi: "Who do you say that I am?" This is a lifelong question that all of us have to answer at some point in our life. Who is Jesus, and what does that mean for my life? God has revealed to me in my time here at Hope that the best place to discover who Jesus is in the context of community. For when my chemistry lab lays hands on one another to pray before an upcoming presentation, shout out to the Anderson Lab, God is reminding me that he is a God that is present even in the smallest of things, and that he longs for us to ask of things in his name. When I'm studying and reading scriptures with the Emmaus scholars, Jesus reveals himself as a God who cares about the poor and who calls me to leverage my gifts on their behalf. And when I'm just sitting out on the porch drinking Shirley Temples with my best friends, I love Shirley Temples. And it's non-alcoholic, so just thought I'd throw that out there. Or if we're playing card games late into the night, Jesus is telling me that he is a God who longs to bring joy and laughter to all of his beloved. So I am utterly convinced that Jesus reveals himself to us through community. In these examples, though, I have left out the community that has been most instrumental in my walk with Jesus here at Hope, my All Saints Anglican community. It's a pretty small church in a building that doesn't look like much of a church, but it's a place of vibrant worship where I can go and praise Jesus with other families from Holland. And in that little place, I've personally been wowed by how cool liturgy can be. I've been saturated in scripture and the gospel message, and I have literally encountered Christ in the mystery of the Eucharist. So my encouragement to you all is this: to attend a local church. And if you're scared to do that like I was when I first came here, find someone who goes and go with them, or come find me right after this and I would love to go with you. Because as amazing as Hope Chapel and the Gathering are, they simply, I believe, can't replace the local church. So the last C that I wanna share is coming to Jesus. And basically what I wanna say here is that I am an unfaithful Christian who belongs and who serves a faithful Savior. I've struggled with sin and have failed more times than I can count since coming here as a freshman. I struggle to have a robust prayer life. I struggle with lust. I give in to the sin of comparison, that I'm better than the immoral, that I'm worse than the pious. I haven't taken care of my body in healthy ways. Petrino's is partly to blame for that. I've made racist comments. I am way too self-absorbed all the time. I cower from the work of justice out of fear of inadequacy. I'm not good at having hard conversations. I fail to pray for people when I tell them I'm gonna. I struggle with anxiety. I focus too much on earthly things and fail to maintain an eternal perspective. I am often turning my devotional life into a checklist item. I keep quiet when I should speak up, and I talk too much when I should just shut up. I've struggled with pornography, and I've lied about it to people that I love. I neglect some of the people that I'm closest to. I gossip. I'm judgmental, and maybe worst of all, I'm way too proud. But the good news that has continually washed over me is this, that he who is faithful and just stands ready to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. That when I come to Jesus in faith, his blood that was spilled on the cross washes over me, and I am redeemed, and I am his. Because he, Jesus, became sin who knew no sin, that I and that we might become the righteousness or the justice of God. And when I'm bound up in Jesus because of his sacrifice on the cross, I am a new creation, dead to sin and alive in Christ and free to live a costly life with God. So to conclude, I want to say this. This Jesus I have been talking about is both my greatest challenge and my greatest hope. He is my greatest challenge because he daily calls me to take up my cross and to die to myself and follow him, to be holy as my Father in heaven is holy, and to let go of control, which are all things that I am really bad at doing on a daily basis. But he is my greatest hope because he has rescued me and he is sanctifying me and he has given me his spirit to walk with him in truth. So I just want to encourage you, if you have resisted Jesus, know that he is calling you to come to him today in faith and to repent of your sins and believe in the good news of what he has done for you because his kingdom is at hand. And if you already belong to Jesus, be encouraged. He's also calling you to come to him today to remind you that your sin that you're struggling with doesn't have any power over you anymore because of his death and because of his resurrection. So come and find peace in Jesus today. Go in peace, Hope College.